Hello, ladies. Welcome back to another podcast episode. It's been a while since I intentionally sat down to record only audio. And the reason today is that I feel very, very vulnerable and very introverted. And I'm sitting here in my PJs and just reflected and meditated all day, wrote. I'm still writing on my book. And as I was like getting ready to record my YouTube video, I decided to stay in that zone because I believe that really being in this hermit mode gives me the opportunity to connect to you and give you like the deepest juice of my essence. So today, I was thinking about that we are love. You are love. I am love. This whole life is love or distorted versions of love because love is the essence of life. Now, we can give it different names, but at the end of the day, you can call it God. The source of life, God, life, source, whatever. Like that's the primordial energy that we live and move and have our being in. And of course, that animates us, that animates us. Like love is you. You are love. You are made of love. And love is flowing through you. You can call it life, as I said, life force energy. If you imagine your, like the whole world, but also you, like the whole world, the whole universe, I have to think about the string theory in, I think, quantum science. It is discovered, so to speak, that we live in this universe, and this universe is like covered, or I don't know how to say it best. Like there are strings all over the space, like right now, the place, the space you're moving in. Imagine that there are everywhere, there are little strings, like very, very fine strings, like the strings on a guitar, right? And the whole universe is covered with those strings. And we live in the sea. That's a very good word to use. And it's a good picture, it's a good analogy. The sea of life is covered with these strings. And when you hit a chord, like when you say something, when you move a certain way, when you think, especially when you think something or when your subconscious mind, I always like to say, not thoughts are the most powerful entities in this universe, but beliefs. And beliefs are even deeper rooted thoughts. A thought can be passing. For everyone who knows meditation, in meditation, we practice observing our thoughts, letting the thoughts move by just like passing clouds. So a thought doesn't necessarily have to be so powerful, but a repeated thought, a thought that has become a belief subconsciously or consciously, that's the power of inner work and conscious reprogramming, that you can actually change your beliefs and that you can reprogram or repeat thoughts that you think that would help you to realize a life in harmony with goodness and health and prosperity. But I want to come back to the picture of the string. So this is what we are living in a sea of strings. And these strings are also inside of you, like they're inside your body. And I also like to see, I like to paint pictures. So come with me here. I invite you. One picture is that we are sourced, like literally sourced. For example, believe or imagine that you are a tree, right? Your body and the way it is in human form is similar to a tree. So you, the tree gets the water from the ground, right? Not only from rain, but also like water from the ground. So there's water in your in the ground, and you are receiving this water. And even beneath the water is like a deeper life form. So even in the Bible, it is always like there's always the analogy of spirit being like water. Right? Because water is the closest physical element that we can use to describe God. Yeah, but God is even more subtle. It is in a different phase state of a molecular structure, if you get what I'm saying. So water has a certain consistency, and spirit is invisible. Water is clear, but not invisible. So spirit is the strings, coming back to that. Yeah. And this energy is entering your body, let's say, like a pipe. It's entering your body, especially as a woman, through your womb, like this source of life. Energy, God, whatever you want to call it, nature, is plugged in to you through your womb. So you receive this life force energy through your womb, and it activates your body, like from the beginning, like from your root chakra, right? It's the root work, roots like the tree, right? So you have the roots, and the roots are watered with water. And this energy goes up through your body, through the different energy centers. But imagine, like in the like the chakra system, you see it's like a tube. So you have the red energy, then the yellow, the orange, like the sacral chakra, the womb area. You have the solar plexus, the yellow area, then you have the heart, the green area, and then you have the throat, the blue area, and then you have the third eye, like the deep blue area, and then you have the crown chakra, this violet energy center. So imagine this water is flowing up through your body, through all these chakras, and that's exactly how we can see it. So today, I want to speak not only about this picture that we are all tapped in to this energy. We can be if we are conscious about it, and if we want to, and if we want to use it, being connected to God, being connected to source. And I'm speaking about a more feminine approach to God. God is not only somewhere out there in the external. God is also out there and in the external, but God is also right here inside of you. You are an extension of God. You are God. You are the green growing edges of the tree of God. You are like you have come into this world for, depends on when you were born, and you are like this new, fresh life, seeking more life. You are the fruit of the tree of life of God, and you are connected. I think it's also a analogy spoken about in the Bible that you can never be like a healthy branch when your roots are not like when your roots are not healthy, or when your roots, something like that, when your roots are not tapped into the water of life. Yeah, so your roots are going to dry up. And then of course, if the roots don't receive the spirit of the water, it will not go up into the branches and you can't create healthy fruit. So you are this fruit, or you are this little extension of the tree of God. And your life is the newest version, the newest edition of God, if you understand. So everybody is always looking at Jesus, and Jesus is amazing. I love Jesus, and Jesus definitely was an inspiration to me for the longest. And I kind of grew up wanting to learn about Christianity because this religion has been prevalent in my culture and my surroundings, and I did. And I love Jesus, and at the same time, I know that I am Jesus. Like, I'm not Jesus, but as Jesus said, like, you can do greater things still. Like, you can do greater things than I can. And everybody says, if you say you're Jesus, you're a blasphemous. Yeah. We are human beings. Like, we are spiritual beings in this human experience, and we first have to learn how to walk in God. We have to learn how to navigate through this life. And of course, the teachings of Jesus and the Bible, but also other teachings of other spiritual philosophies, can help us find the secret or the mystery of what has been spoken about in these texts. And to demystify it, as I said, we are it. Like, we are the sons and daughters of the divine right now as we speak. And the breath of life that I'm using right now is God. And I'm channeling it through, like, my womb, and then my whole channel up into my voice to speak to you. So I'm creating life. I am creating and procreating life and navigating life. And today I want to speak about that. I want to speak about the responsibility of the artist. I heard something like that. I don't know when exactly or where, but I read, oh yeah, I remember, it was last weekend at the museum, and I was so inspired by the exhibition. And the question was posed, what is freedom to you? And the artist said, it's having no fear. And this was like a beautiful exhibition of, yeah, Black art and, yeah, different energies. I don't want to get too deep into it because it's a whole meditation within itself, decoding the art that I was exposed to. It was amazing. So what I want to say here is that, because me personally, I have grown, like, I grew up with, yeah, African American culture, and still am tapped in to the music and, like, what is happening. Like, not really what is happening. I was never really interested in what is happening, but the music, like, really just listening to the music. And I see that the music is so on such a low level, on such a low vibrational level. Maybe it's important because we had to go down to the root chakra, which is also the sexual energy, which is the primordial, like, energy of life. Yeah, which is sexual energy, because life in its primal form, like, every, not only in human life, but all life, and that's a very important key factor that I want to transmit to you today, is life wants to continue life. Life wants to continue life. Like, the greater overall intelligence of life is always seeking more life. More life meaning the procreation of life. So I've been thinking about that, because sometimes people ask, oh, why are there, like, tsunamis or storms or fires and things like that? If it's not necessarily man-made, like, for example, a fire, I think many fires today are man-made, and other things too, but if there are storms or fires or volcano eruptions or things like that, yes, it is part of nature. And this is where I believe that we have to feel, like, we have to have trust in a higher power, that the intelligence of the earth, the intelligence of nature is so much bigger than our human mind can comprehend. So nature, since nature is always seeking balance, meaning nature is always seeking health and the continuation of life, there must be a reason why the volcano is erupting, or there must be a reason for the storm and things like that. Even if people and things and plants and things like that die, like there is a higher order. That's what I believe like our ancestors understood. Like even though they knew far less in quotation marks than we know today through scientific research and things like that, but they knew that they had an understanding of their life, and they knew that God, like the primal source of life, the overall mother, father, God principle, that they have a bigger perspective on life. So when things happen, we don't ask why me, like a victim. Yeah, like that's the lowest form that you can be in. And I don't want to say it in a condescending way, because I have definitely been there and probably am there in some aspects of my life as well. Like when we ask, for example, when somebody dies, people ask, why me? Like, why did my father had to die? Yeah, because it's a natural consequence of life. Like we will all die one day. That's not a secret. We will all die one day. And depending on how much you obey the laws of life in terms of how you live, how you take care of your body, how you take care of your soul, how you take care of you. Yeah, this determines how long you're gonna live. Yeah, like if you are nourished with natural sources like water and air and sun and minerals and plants and then maybe animal stuff, like animal produce, like meat and eggs, which are like, yeah, that's natural, right? Like very unprocessed food, like found in nature. Then you are living in alignment with nature. You live in alignment with nature. You live in alignment with what this body, because our body, even though our society, especially the Western society, has evolved so fast and we can create everything we think we can create, it doesn't mean that it is life enhancing. Yeah, so we're still very primal in our core, our DNA, our bodies need in order to survive. It's very, very basic, let's say that, right? So if you ask yourself, why did somebody have to die? Because the person didn't follow the laws of life. It can be, it's all sourced in the soul. It's also, the soul is what I try to explain in the beginning, like the source of our life is the soul. Our soul is not the source of life, but the soul is the extension of God. The soul is the extension of God. It's our unique expression of God inside of us, like uniquely to me, uniquely to you. And there are other concepts as well, like the soul, the oversoul, and things like that. I don't want to get too deep into that. But what I want to say here is that people will die through natural consequences because they are not living in alignment with the natural laws of life. Yes. And also, like, we don't have to ask ourselves, like, why me? It's not a punishment by God. It's just a natural consequence, you know, if you don't obey. And this is where I feel that we as a human species, especially because we are following the Western culture, we're following the Western society so much. Even me, as I just started to speak about how me as a, like, Afro-German girl, we want to see us It's so funny, right? We want to see us represented wherever we look. So we seek for role models that look like us. So me, I'm heavily influenced by, yeah, the Black American culture, especially music culture. And I believe that Black Americans, as Burna Boy just recently said, and I totally agree, that African Americans, they don't really like that what we see portrayed. Very important. I don't want to generalize, but that what we see portrayed, African Americans don't have a culture. Like they are lost children of either colonialization or slavery or whatever you want to call. Like they are cut off from the root. They're cut off from the root. They don't follow the tradition. They don't follow the spirituality, especially the spirituality of the ancestors, which is a tool, if you so will, to connect to life. So now we are putting all these people and glorifying them for the nonsense they are doing, the fully nonsense that most of them are doing. Because why am I saying this is nonsense? And I have to say, and this is where I want to, yeah, really kind of position myself already. I am judgmental. I am judgmental, even though I know everything is working. Like, no, things are out of order. Like, I don't even know how to say it. Things are completely out of order, and I will not be here pretending like you're let live and live and let live. No, because I believe, like, on a higher level, you know, in my personal life, what can I do? But when I speak up and when I share my highest viewpoint, I want to say I judge things. Yes, I judge things. I judge the promiscuity that is being presented. Like I judge the all the fakeness, like all the body plastic surgery and over sexualizing oneself and all the dumb shit, literally, that a lot of rappers are putting out into the world. And the same thing with other things like media, social media, everybody is reenacting that foolishness, which is like so low consciousness. So low consciousness. And this is where, again, I want to say, where's the responsibility of the artist? Because I believe the artist has had a very spiritual function in society. The artist is a form of the shaman. The artist is tapped in to source. The question is, what source is the artist tapped in? So if somebody has the calling to express oneself, I think it's totally good and valid because it's so healthy to express yourself. That's why I am doing this as well. I want to express myself, and I also want to talk about the word of release, right? We use the word release in the music industry, and like you release an album, you know, these days when I think about that word, releasing an album, it feel like I imagine releasing semen. Like you ejaculate onto the world, you know, that's what people do. They release their album and they ejaculate on that hole. On that hole. Yeah, that's most of the quality of the release of most artists' music is so bad, so toxic. Yeah, because what we feed our minds or what we feed our bodies is what we ultimately become. If we eat only toxic food, if we drink, if we smoke, if we only eat like processed food, our body will become toxic and our semen. Yeah, our semen will become toxic, and then the semen falls on depending on who wants to be ejaculated on, just to keep the sexual component here. Because I'm a savage as well. Like I, of course, we are sexual beings, and I don't condemn that at all. But what's the quality here? Like, what's the quality here? So, I want to say that that's what's happening. Like, who are our people we glorify, and who do we allow to influence us? It's toxic. The culture is totally toxic. And what is my definition of toxic? Toxic is hindering the healthy reproduction of more life. If you have toxic semen, and if you have a toxic womb, and the womb can be the womb of your mind, yeah, the womb of your heart, the womb of your physical body. If you have a toxic womb, you will, like, toxic and toxic, you will procreate toxic children, toxic lifestyles, toxic lifestyles, toxic doings, like in any sort, yeah, toxic relationship, toxic habits, toxic bodies, toxic children. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. So it's so important to be very mindful of what you allow into the womb of your mind. What kind of release do you want to put into your mind? Yeah. And again, what I want to say is that the artist should have a responsibility. Yeah, the artist has a responsibility for life. As an artist, if you want to express yourself, that's fine. But be mindful of what are you expressing? What are you releasing? And be aware that your release will influence other people. It will influence their lives. Like, people decide, people follow music artists so much that they will direct their lives in that direction. Like, they want to look like them, they want to have the same lifestyle, and then they reenact this shit. Yeah, so very important. And as I said, the artist, what I believe, and I see myself as an artist as well, I see myself as a knowledge artist, I see myself as a teacher, I see myself as a goddess. Yes, but let's stay with the artist. So I believe that what the initial role of an artist is to, again, as I said, it's something, it's similar to the shaman. The shaman is tapped into source, into God. Yeah, he or she can channel divine knowledge, channel divine guidance, channel. They're so, like, while I'm speaking, I'm seeing visions of, like, shamans in the bush. So shamans, they got the download, if how we would like to call it today. They got the download of what plants to use for what cure. Like, literally, God told them. Like, these people, they were so receptive to the quantum field, nature, the strings. Here we come with the strings again. They were so in resonance, in relationship with the outer world, that they could literally feel and realize what plants would heal what part of your body. And this knowledge was then cultivated and used and transferred, like, from one teacher to the next. And the same thing with other things, like with building. People still, me, I don't know, but people still ask themselves, like, how were the pyramids built and how were other things built? I don't know. Like, I don't know. But, like, what I want to get to is that people that are tapped into the source of intelligence, it's the quantum field. It's like the internet, right? You can download all the information of the divine. And you can, especially if you, I don't know how to say it, but when you are so receptive and open-minded, more or less, right? Open-minded, the womb of the mind. Again, if you're open-minded, you can receive guidance from the divine, and then it will bring the quantum leap in societal evolution. That's how it was. Even like Jesus, he was a channel. Yeah, he was a channel. Or other prophets, other mystics, other artists. These were all people that were just tapped in. They were like you and me. I want to say that they were like you and me. But they purified themselves. They were divinely appointed. Probably, yes. And at the same time, I believe that we're all divinely appointed. We all come here with a purpose. I believe that. Yeah, it depends on your soul age or whatever, whatnot. But we are all divinely appointed. Like we're all here. Like we were meant to be here on this planet at this time on this planet. I believe that. I believe that I was meant to be here. And my whole life experience has shaped me to be the person that I am today, so I can speak and hopefully help other people. That's my intention. That's my wish. That's my soul's calling. And we're all appointed here, but the question is, and that's really the bigger question, are you ready to Yeah, how do I say it best? Like, are you ready to leave the life that you have known behind to purify yourself and to become someone new? That's what I do. Like, that's the work of transformation. Transformation, depending on how deep your knowledge on transformation is, literally means to change the form, right? To transcend, to transmute, to change the form of who you are right now. And when we think about transformation, it's the same like alchemy. Alchemy is also to transform from lead to gold, right? From a base metal to a finessed, yeah, refined. What is it like? Yeah, like no, I don't know the word in English, but like a refined version of kind of like the same thing, but better than. Yes, better than this old. The raw material is the raw material, also like a diamond, for example, right? That's why all of these things, they have like a symbolic quality. But if you understand the symbol is, I love that. I once heard that from Brother Panic, I think, rest in power. The symbol is as deep as the mind that comprehends it. So we all know a diamond is a symbol, but we all know the yin and yang symbol is a symbol. But the deeper your understanding, and that is like studying life principles, studying yourself, the deeper your comprehension of that symbol, the deeper your understanding of life and transformation and the principles of life. And the same thing with the diamond. So we all like we probably all don't know, but the diamond, like we extract the diamonds like from the depth of earth, yeah, in sometimes very brutal ways, like we're exploiting the earth, right? So we dive very deep into the earth to extract this raw material of the diamond. And then what gives the diamond like the superb quality is the refinement process, right? The refinement process is also the transformation. Like we create from this base raw material, we create something different, better, so to speak, in the yeah, in a I don't know yet how to say it, but in a yeah, maybe really even westernized philosophy. The diamond has hit its superb value through the refinement process. Yeah. And we don't acknowledge the raw material. And we can see that in so many things. I don't want to go too deep into that, but we can see that what is coming purely from the earth, from soil, we don't necessarily value it that much anymore. And that's the same thing with the human being itself. This is also personal, my personal story, like my personal transformation story, as I'm just saying that my I just I'm writing a book right now, and I felt that's also the reason why I felt so vulnerable today, because I have had the privilege and also a strugglesome journey until this point here in my life, because I don't know what the cause is. I trust in the divine, and I think I mastered the challenge quite well up until this point, and I trust in it, and I've affirmed that it's only going to get better from here. But I was deeply in search for my value, deeply in search for my belonging, deeply in search for, yeah, my identity, because also because I'm mixed, like half black, half white, being torn apart. And my job really, and I realized that today, probably more than ever, my job was to unite and reclaim all of my parts. My black side, my white side, my feminine, my masculine, my savage, my divine. All of these so-called paradoxes or differences, yeah? So I am the living embodiment of unity. That's how I feel. The living embodiment of unity and oneness consciousness, also in the flesh, yeah? So that was my deep struggle to find my self-worth, just my innate self-worth, not by acclaiming or acquiring worldly things. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, which is within, and everything else shall be added unto you. Yeah, I studied. I had like high profile jobs. I would consider myself quite beautiful, also in materialistic terms. All of these things never gave me peace. What gave me peace was the search for God and oneness. And so, just like the diamond, I want to come back to that, the diamond or whatever, ever base raw material, we don't acknowledge it until someone else comes and acknowledges it and exploits us of it. It's the same thing with oil or with gold. Yeah. And I believe it's really the westernized kind of concept. Yeah. They come and they exploit. I don't know if that's true. I don't want to say something, but it's just me thinking out loud, like basically everything I'm doing. So the concept of not valuing your nature, the rawness of the nature, can be dangerous, because this is where the beauty already is. The beauty is, of course, also in, there is some value to it, or that, yeah, of course, there's some value to it, to like to go through life and to be cut, right? It's also like the diamond. You go through life and you get cut. You get hurt by life, because what I believe the journey is of life is, I am now painting something on my block here, on my paper. And I believe that the journey is the soul seeking the soul, the soul seeking the soul, and the soul being reflected in something or someone else. And because the soul is so deeply and innately hidden in us, our consciousness, our observer self, maybe even, which is not only, that's not everything the soul entails. The soul is the pure energy from my understanding today, but it's also the consciousness of our experience. Yeah, just our consciousness of our experience. And this experience, we are seeking ourselves, just as I said. I was like, we all want to see ourselves. It's so, and that's the whole thing with narcissists. Yeah, narcissists. I had the privilege of being part of a movie, and shout out to Harry Bentil, the producer. And he also brought this very archetypal reflection up in the movie. It's about looking at yourself in the mirror, and narcissist being so in love with himself that he drowned in the water, right? He wanted to be one with himself. He wanted to find himself, get to know himself, and appreciate and cherish his beauty. That's what I totally believe. I believe that we all want that. So it's not bad to be that. Like in today's society right now, we're all talking about, oh, that person was a narcissist. Yeah, most people don't even know like what that means. Yeah. So I would also probably in those terms consider myself a narcissist as well, because as I'm speaking, I have a mirror in front of myself. Like I have a mirror here right in front of my microphone. And I like to look at myself while I'm at my desk, because then I'm with myself. And I believe that we all seek that. We seek the love, the well of the love inside of us. And we want to see it reflected on the outside. But because there are so many distortions and layers of deception in the outside world, it is so hard to pierce through the veil, as we like to say it in the occult. Yeah, it's so hard to pierce through the deceptions of, let's say, only physical love, like sex, too much sex, yeah? Or then we get to only like, I don't know, like I'm making this up as I'm going, like creativity, or and then really in outward beauty, only outward beauty, like we get deceived by that, only that. But then there are higher realms like love and compassion, yeah, and then we are connected to that. And then we have the next thing, that we are deceived by language. Oh my goodness, how we are deceived by language. I am also a salesperson, right? So I had to become a full-blown salesperson in order to drop that deception. I claim that I'm free from the deception of the voice and speaking, but it took me a long time, because sometimes we want that, like we want to hear. It is very, we want that. Our soul is longing for that. We want to hear the love. We want to hear somebody talk, telling us things that we want to hear, right? It's also the, like the angels, and it's also the deception. And I believe that there's probably a spiritual story around the danger of being deceived by sound and hearing what one wants to hear. And because you're so void, you're so empty of giving this water of love to yourself, you drink from the water of someone else's voice when they tell you how beautiful you are and all the things that your soul is longing to hear, because you are beautiful. You truly are. And yeah, so we get deceived, and people can manipulate us. Manipulation is the deception of the physical world, right? And sound is even not so physical. Sound is getting more and more into the intangible, right? It's nothing physical. It's something intangible, but it's deeply felt. Okay, so voice. And then we can get deceived by other people's vision. Yes, so I'm always going along the chakras, right? So we can get deceived when somebody else has the talent to use their voice or even other mediums to portray a picture, a vision into your mind, and you find that version so compelling because it evokes feelings inside of you, but it is not originally your. Like you haven't taken the time to extract the diamond from the soil of your own beingness. So you follow someone else's vision and you get deceived by that. And then, of course, religion. Yeah, religion is like the highest form of deception if it's not well examined and studied. Because if you don't seek within the truth of your soul, Somebody can give you a concept of the Most High that you fall in love with because you haven't taken the time to extract the truth from the depth of your own being. You get me? So these are the levels of deception: physical, creative, like the visible outside world only. Also, that's the strongness, like the force, then the voice, the heart, the love, the selfish kind of love. Yeah, all those things. And then until religion. I truly am a very spiritual person, and I believe in God and life and source and Father, Mother, God, primordial energy, life. And I like different concepts of spirituality. I love the Christian faith. I love it. And I love other stories as well. So I also like the Bhagavad Gita very much and other spiritual philosophies. Yeah, because there's truth to be found in all of them. But the deepest truth is definitely the truth that I have found within myself. But what I want to finish here is the picture that we have this seed of the soul and we project it out into the world through our eyes. Yeah. So our eyes are projectors, not, what is it? Our eyes are not recordings. Like, we don't record through our eyes. We project our soul into the world. Yes. And we want, like, if we have gone deep to tap into the source of our soul, we project into the world the love that we have found within. You get me? We project into the world the love that we have found within because we're tapped in to the water, to the source of our life, and we pull it up through our root chakra, our creative chakra, the solar plexus, the heart, the voice, the vision, and then through the vision out into the world. Yeah, so that's the kind of love that we want to connect to, the love within. And then we can project the love without. You understand? And if we have found the love within, the roots, we can also find truth outside. And we will see everything outside as a part of us. Because we have been everybody and everything. We have been the one that was only guided by lust. I have been her. We have been the one that was only like active, doing, without sense. I have been her. Then we have been the one, like maybe self-glorifying ourselves, thinking that we have made it to a higher level of awareness. I have been her. Then we were deceived by false love. I have definitely been her. Then we were deceived by beautiful, sweet talking. I have been her too. And then we have been deceived by a false prophecy. Okay. And if we continue, every time we find pain and we get rejected kind of by life, we feel the pain and we're like, oh my God, this is so painful. This can't be true. We have to bounce back and we have to go deep in ourselves and we have to extract the truth. And then we have to come back to life and continue to go forward. And then we can possibly see clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. And the more clear we see, piercing through the levels, the multiple levels of the deception, maybe also called the labyrinth. Yeah. We can find our pure reflection. We can find our pure reflection called love or soulmate, if you want, if you believe that that's somebody, it's a reflection from the inside out. Someone that reflects the level of love that you have for yourself. Other people, it doesn't only have to be one person, but I wish that for me. I want that, and I wish that for you too. And it can also be multiple people or things or whatever, perceiving life in a very unfiltered kind of way, piercing through the levels of deception and being able to really, really see reality. Reality with all its beauty and brutality. Yeah. So that was just really a channel. And I believe that's what we have to seek. We seek oneness. Seek oneness from within and without, coming together as one. And that's why I believe in the sacred union within and without. I believe in relationships. I believe in partnerships. I believe in marriage. I believe in creating children, offsprings, seeking life, more life, and life abundantly. And I believe that's also the responsibility of every person, but especially a person that has heeded the call of self-expression, aka the artist. So if you speak up, you have to be aware that you have a responsibility. And the question is what you release into the world, is it life-creating or is it life-destroying? Yeah. That's it. Because at the end of the day, what you do to others is what you do to yourself, because we are one. When you release negativity into the world, one thing that I want to say here, what you can do, because releasing is important, it's a very important spiritual practice to free yourself. Again, if we want to take the analogy of the water coming from the earth, the ground, you want to pump it up, right? You want to pump it up, maybe even through a well. The well has to be purified. So if the well is clogged with shit and stones and things like that, you can't transport the water up. So you have to release everything that is between the source, the literal source of the water. Make me sweat, make me hotter, and make me lose my breath, and make me water. Yes, so the source of the water, you have to pump the water up, and everything that is between the water and the surface where you want the water to be, you have to release. So it's important to release, right? It's important to release clogged up emotions. It's important to release old limiting belief systems, beliefs, releasing energy, right? You have to release it, but there's a way to release it. You release it into some place where you either burn it, or you flush it, like you put it somewhere where it doesn't circulate and procreate in life. You understand? So don't release your shit onto somebody. It's like literally, it's like shitting, right? Like if you go to the toilet, you don't shit on somebody's head. Let me be very vulgar here. Yeah, because that's what it is. That's what people do. Like the art they create is like real shit. Like it has no place anymore. Like you can't actually, or maybe it does. It does. Yeah, that's a very important question, or what just comes to my mind, because you can actually take your shit, but only if it's healthy. Yeah, that's a good one. Because literally, like I don't know the proper word for it actually, so I have to continue to use the word shit. If you take the extracts, yeah, if you take the extracts, if you take the shit, if it's healthy shit, you can put it back onto the fertile soil to refertilize, actually fertilize the soil. But if the shit is toxic with medicine, like but not medicine, like pharmaceutical drugs and alcohol, codeine, and like drugs of all kind, toxic thoughts and toxic emotions, please put it in a safety container so it doesn't circulate in life. You understand? So very important. So that's it. That's it. I think that's it. What's the spiritual meaning of the artist? Don't just say something. Be aware that the goal of life is to procreate. Always. Life is always seeking union, healing, balance, life, and more life. So please be aware that you want to create more life. And if you have to destroy, you destroy to create more life. So more power to you. And thank you for listening in. I appreciate it. I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. I don't know how to connect otherwise through this podcast. And yeah, I'm very, very grateful to. Ah, yeah, beautiful. So I'm very grateful to personally have been here, to arrive here at this point of sharing. Yes. All right. So I'm looking forward to exchange more. That's definitely my heart's desire. And until then, take good care of you and more life to you. Bye.